Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Tuesday's Mega Millions jackpot is an estimated $252 million. Visit your favorite lottery retailer and play today.
I'm Jason Taylor. A GoFundMe page has been established for the family of a two-year-old girl who was killed Sunday in eastern Missouri's Wentzville after being struck by an ice cream truck. KDVI reports the entire neighborhood is grieving over the loss and that a resident offered compassion for the driver. Kansas City is hosting a three-day event to track down missing kids and spread awareness by distributing booklets and baseball cards with information about missing children. KNBC reports law enforcement, businesses, and nonprofits are staging the Big Search KC in mid-October. A major delivery company hopes to hire hundreds of people soon in western Missouri. Elisa Nelson reports.
UPS says it wants to hire 850 people in the Kansas City area. The Atlanta-based company will host a hiring fair today from 9 to 6 at the Kansas City Health Department. Job seekers must have a resume to participate. United Parcel Service says same-day interviews will be granted to eligible applicants. UPS is looking for package delivery drivers, tractor-trailer drivers, package handlers, and supervisors. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
There's still about 6,500 line workers in Missouri's rural electric cooperatives in South Carolina this morning working to restore power in the Kingstree and Darlington areas. Many have had to use boats to get to impacted areas. Association of Missouri Electric Cooperative spokesperson Jim McCarty tells Missouri Net the workers are focusing on individual and smaller outages, which is time-consuming.
It's the kind of work they do every day after a storm here in Missouri. However, these guys traded their bucket trucks in some cases for boat and had to float into swampy areas and areas that have been flooded by the storm.
The Missouri crews have had to be on the lookout for alligators and snakes. Warrenton police in eastern Missouri are investigating the suspicious death of a woman found in a home in a neighborhood that residents call mostly quiet. KTVI reports the death is being called a homicide and a suspect is in custody. Sunrise Beach Fire Chief Dennis Riley in Lake of the Ozarks resigned before a packed crowd last night at a fire protection board meeting. Riley attributed his resignation to months of false allegations and harassment that he said has made he and his family uncomfortable. The State Board of Education meeting today will include three newly confirmed members, Carola Hallquist, Donald Claycomb, and Kim Bailey. Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richards said his chamber avoided a constitutional crisis on his last day by asking Governor Parson to withdraw the appointment of Peter Hershen to the board.
The conclusion was probably right, and we'll let Mr. Hershen get reappointed, hopefully with the governor, then they can have some kind of discussion of his reappointment in February with another Senate.
More details at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net.